Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is the Six Rings Postgame Show. Here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Saints again rush for May, buying time. Oh, May takes a shot. He's got a wide open man. It's Douglas again. Douglas zigzagging. Douglas is in. Unbelievable. Off what appeared to be a broken play, Douglas finds an open spot, and they burn him again on a deep ball. 61 on the catch and run. The flag now thrown.
What?
We got a pass interference call.
How did
against the Saints? Against the New England Patriots.
Oh no, Mr. Dietis. That pass interference call was not against the Saints. It ultimately was against you, the New England Patriots. And what has, I think it's been cemented, Andy, and officially declared. You deemed it the second worst call in the history of the Caesars Superdome. I think a lot of people think it's the worst offensive pass interference call that their eyes have ever laid upon. We're just glad, thank goodness, and you're listening to the Six Rings Postgame Show live on WEEI. Thank goodness that those terrible calls, and that one most especially, didn't end up costing the Patriots the game. Because ultimately they did drive down the field. They were able to get a touchdown. It was not two for Pop Douglas to start the game. Rather, it was the first of two to Kayshon Boutte in the six-point house, ultimately, on that drive. But I feel like that is... I just don't understand what the call was. I mean, I know what the call was, but I always thought, too, you were allowed to engage as a receiver. You were allowed to engage within 5 yards the same way the defender is allowed to engage within 5 yards. And then after that, depending on if there's rerouting, legitimate... physical roughhousing. I mean, your eye should normally know what pass interference is one way or another, whether it's offensive or defensive. That just looked like innocuous contact within the 5 yard zone. It's gonna be a big talker all week long. How bad the refereeing in this game was and how bad the officiating in the NFL is in 2025. Something we still haven't been able to get right. It's mind blowing.
Yeah. And we do this a lot, and it's in various cities, in various weeks, based on the crew and the game. And as you said, it's much more enjoyable to talk about this. I give Drake May credit, but it's much more enjoyable to talk about this coming out of a victory rather than lamenting a loss that could keep you out of the postseason or whatever. And Drake May stuck to the facts. If you listen to Drake May, he said a lot, actually, about the OPI on Stephon Diggs that cost him the Douglas touchdown, but he didn't say anything that crossed a line. He was like, yeah, it was really late. We were on the sideline. I was almost sitting my butt down. I never seen anything like that. And then he goes back to it. Like, he's kind of telling you how ridiculous the call was without saying it was a ridiculous call. You're allowed to hit, as you said, within 5 yards. I think it may have stretched out of 5 yards, but it was nothing. There was nothing there. Like, I think you can bitch about the Stephon Diggs OPI on the catch down the sideline late. Mm-hmm. But he extended the arm. And when you extend the arm, whether it's actual OPI or not, you're setting yourself up to potentially get a flag there.
That's within the letter of the law, per se.
Yeah, that one right there, the league can say we got it right 1,000 times out of 1,000 because by the letter of the law, they got it right. Now, could you have let it go? Very easily. Did it create the catch? I don't know. Like, there's debate there. And then you, what the thing I think that pisses Patriots fans off is you have that one directly followed up. He throws another deep ball down the right sideline to Mac Hollins, and he's like this ready to catch the ball, and all of a sudden an arm slaps at his before the ball gets there, and you're like, oh, wait, that's allowed, but the Diggs one is it? Like,
you can karate chop Mac Hollins.
In a consistent world, those are both penalties in my, like, I don't know if I love them, but in a consistent world, they either both have to be penalties or both aren't penalties. You can't have the either or in that back to back play situation. That's, wait a minute. You make fun of me. You've been making fun of me for 10 years for hating officials and saying they all suck at all levels and all sports.
No, I think it's funny that you always say all refs suck. That's the
thing. They do. I think a day like today proves it.
I'm growing to understand, like, literally from the youth sports level when they're I've been watching its first year pitch for my freaking 8-year-old's little league. And sometimes you can tell the kid just wants the 12-year-old that's calling balls and strikes is like, guy, I've been here 2 hours. I got a date and I got some homework to do. And so they stop skipping off the plate. One of them hits the fence. It's 3 feet outside. He's like, strike. And you're like, what are you doing? He's like, I just got to go. Like, I get it. They all the way up to the NFL.
We would suck, too. We would suck, too, if we did those jobs. I want to add myself to that. All officiating sucks. And I think the sooner we but I'm sorry. The OPI on Diggs that wiped out the Pop Douglas was beyond suck, was beyond bad judgment, was beyond, it was so late and so egregious. And we know this. And
I'm sorry to interrupt, Andy. How late after the play had happened and we were all...
They were at the bench. The score had been changed on TV. Pop Douglas was not celebrating in the end zone. Pop Douglas was celebrating in the bench area before we knew this was coming
money,
back.
Dangerous Danny Davis style. It's a dated reference, but for those of you that have been watching wrestling as long as I have, you'll understand. I was legitimately looking for money sticking out of the pockets of the refs.
So two things. You don't need to warn people about dated references. They listen to this show each and every week. They've been listening to it for years. They know they're
understand.
Coming. They appreciate it. They get the way you work.
We traffic in them frequently.
But second of all, no, it was so late. And in a world where we know that they have earpieces and there's people talking to them because we get these, upon expedited review, the ball has been respotted. It is not a first down, or it is a first. Like, we know they're being talked to. And I'm sorry. That felt like, and I don't know that I've ever said this before.
The
that felt
call
like
a, should go against New England.
Yes, that felt like it was. You can't let them score here. You got to make something up. Call OPI away from the ball. I'm sure somebody banged into somebody. Just call it. Call it. Throw a flag. Do something. Like that was. I don't like to believe that the NFL is rigged, but
welcome
this was
to my
food
people.
For that.
Andy, come on over. We've got
that felt
we
rigged.
Pizza. We have pizza, lemonade, beer, candy. Come on over to our people's side because it literally
Tim
felt like that.
What was the guy? Tim, the NBA ref, Tim Donaghy.
Donaghy.
Yeah, that felt Tim Donaghy. Like he got an earpiece and he's running the show. He's like, no, we need this. A lot of money on this. We need to get the Saints back in this game.
All the calls that he was ultimately found to have twisted and mutated for his own nefarious purposes were never as overt or egregious as
awful.
That.
Awful. And the delay is the biggest part of it for me. And just, it's infuriating. But it is fun to talk about these. And it's much easier, I'm sure, for Mike Vrabel to brush it off coming out of a victory on the road and heading back home. And then you can send your little tape in. All teams do that. They send tapes of plays to the league that they want.
Is it a tape
reviewed.
Now or is it a digital file?
Yeah, it's more of it. You're right. Tape is a little dated. My bad. Has been a tape for quite some time. Digital file. They'll email some of these plays to the league and ask for clarification on what the hell this was. I would love for that wording. Like exactly, hey, anybody got any ideas what we can tell New England here? Anybody got a creative way
we can try
to sell this?
Yeah, Mr. Vincent is on line one. He wants somebody to come up with an excuse as to how to describe the non-call on Steph Diggs on what should have been Pop Douglas' second touchdown.
And I envision the two bad writers in Elf that are like, yeah, we got nothing. We got no ideas for a new book. Sorry, boss.
617-779-7937 if you want to jump in the party. Andy, it seemed to be a social media and a scurrilous detail-free week for the New England Patriots, yet somehow he finds his way back to the postgame show. Maybe it's just because he wants to cheerlead for his favorite football team. Look who it is on a rainy Sunday. Jake is in Boston, and he's on Six Rings. Hello, Jake.
What's up, boys? So, to agree with your point, you seem stunned that I'm going to be positive here, don't you?
Yes. Are you sick? Are you okay? You on drugs? What's the explanation?
Did you lose
a bet? 4-2 for the first time in a long time here. This team could have wilted under pathetic and officiating and didn't. Drake looks like he's got presence, or at least the presence of a really legitimate quarterback. And if you look around you, to quote Dan Shaughnessy, the tomato cans are back because the Jets have the number one pick and the Dolphins are a train wreck. And there's no quarterbacks there at the top of this next draft to draft. And I wonder, like, if Arch Manning is sitting there knowing he's going to need 3 years of seasoning, if he still comes out, because those teams are so desperate where they give it time. Lots of good news. But to get to your conversation here, the NFL is rigged. And this is, today doesn't make me think about it.
How do you really feel, Jake?
Listen, plenty of evidence. All right, NFL, Taylor Swift, Super Bowl 58, right? You know, we've had two of the last 3 years, we've had two African-American quarterbacks. Fantastic story. They're great, but it's a subliminal, like, here's our progressive movement. The Eagles won a Super Bowl this big year. What's their big charity? And who just stepped in and run the CDC? If you look at this, our quarterback does not look like that officiating crew today, and he got calls that made you think that while watching it on TV. That was the bottom line in my book. They saw that Pup Douglas touchdown and saw us coming back, and they said, we can't have that. We can't have Drake May as the face of our league replacing Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts. Throw that flag. That's what I saw today, boys.
Oh, thank you for the call, Jake. I appreciate that. I got to be honest. I legitimately thought he was just going to call in and say, hey, this was a great win. Like you said, first time, you know, three game win streak for the first time in 6 years, 4-2 matching last year and the prior year's win total. There was, like I said, there wasn't a lot of social media, nothing about Mrs. Mayo's, Chantal Mayo's Instagram, nothing about Jenny Belichick's stories or TikToks. Nope. Instead, it's the referees told them to throw the flag because they were afraid Drake May, a country Caucasian boy, is going to replace Mahomes and Hurts et al. As the face of the league. And that is too, I dare imagine, gentrified. That is next level.
Plus, the Patriots just rubbed it in their faces. Not only is Drake May white playing quarterback, they wore their all-white pants and shirts today to really stick it to the NFL, and they had to make them pay for that. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, yeah, I just... would now be a
I think
time?
It's more, it's a better chance. I've seen a lot of like gambling references. Oh, the money, this, blah, blah. Oh, they're in Caesar's Dome or whatever. You don't think gambling had a role in this? That is more believable to me than it's because Drake May is white.
I think now would probably be as good a time as any to improvise a disclaimer. The opinions of callers to the Six Rings postgame show do not necessarily reflect the thoughts and views of host Nick Fitzy Stevens and Andy Jumbo Hart, nor the radio station or parent company Odyssey Boston, for which we are still somehow magically currently employed. Thank you very much, and we appreciate your call.
I'd like to update my version. The part where it says do not necessarily represent those. No. Definitely do not. Definitely
nor
do
will
not.
Ever.
Do not align me with Jake. I did. I find him entertaining, and I find him interesting. I actually thought maybe there was a chance. I don't know how it came across my feed, because I don't dabble in Jake land. But last week, it was like Drake May went out for a date with his wife, and like she posted date night with Drake or something. I thought for sure there would be something about that. It would be some offshoot. You know, they had a good dinner on Monday, so-and-so place, and that's why he was good this week in New Orleans. But I definitely didn't see him bringing race into the officiating issue.
Now, probably, if we're going to talk Drake May, we should talk about the fact that he has had a passer rating under 100 over the last 5 weeks, and this was his second highest passer rating of the season, 18 of 26, 261 yards, 3 touchdowns, with a passer rating of 140.1. 617-779-7937. Let's try to bring a little sanity back to the phone lines here on the postgame show. Andy, one of our favorites, Danny, down in Rhode Island. Hello, Dan.
Yes, no conspiracy theories here, for sure.
Thank you.
It's all everything's good. Nothing to really complain about. But one thing that I do worry a little bit about, I don't think this is going to change. Every day, the price tag for Drake May is going up. And you got one more year before you really have to address it. And Gonzalez, you have to do it after this season, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
My point is the Crafts are going, like, they've had this model where they've never really paid, like, huge, huge money. That isn't how the league works anymore. If you want superstars, you have to pay for superstars. And I'm saying, what's the floor going to be for Gonzalez? 30 per, maybe?
Yes. Yeah, that's the I would say that's the floor, Andy.
That is low, yeah.
And with Drake next year, you're talking maybe 70 by next year. If he's going to be up.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's $100 million with two guys. I mean, I know, obviously, that's just, you can make it not that every year, but the Crafts just need to realize that this isn't like the old ways, and they're going to have to change the way they do things. It's going to have to be a top-heavy team, clearly, because you're going to have one of the better quarterbacks in the game, and he's going to be making probably, what, 20% of your cap, even though I know it keeps going up. I mean, I'm looking forward, obviously, but this isn't like hyperbole. This is just the economics of the game. So I guess that, again, points back to the they just need to continue to draft well and doing what they're doing right now. The only thing that worries me a little bit, and I don't know if you guys talked about this, the skill positions, again, I know it's early, but between Henderson and the Williams, the wide receiver, you're not seeing much. And there are other rookies who are contributing all over the place at those positions. I just can never figure out why they just can't get this right. I'm not saying these guys are a bust yet, but there isn't much return on the investment, and I'm not really sure why that is. That's it. Take care.
Great.
Thanks,
wow. How about that? A nice. You know what I'll call that, Andy? A palate cleanser, a refresher. Somebody comes in with a nice level head, like
a
reasonable.
Was it level headed?
Sure, 30. Wait, hold on. 30 for Gonzo and 70 for Drake.
Yeah, but there was a concern in his tone. There was the Crafts are going to have to do business, and you're going to have to give a certain amount of cap, and you're going to be a top-heavy team. No. We can't bitch about this team not having any stars and not drafting anybody in the first round that they give contract extensions to, like we've done for the better part of basically 10 years. And then when they finally start nailing the hell out of, and that's what they're doing, let's be clear, they have an all-pro cornerback and an MVP-caliber quarterback, and now we're worried about paying them. Nope, I'm not doing that. They will pay them. It's called cost of doing business. They will absolutely. They just took out $800 million from the franchise, right? They cashed it in. The Twinkie guy, right? The Twinkie guy gave him a boatload of money. You think it's going to the Rev Stadium. Unfortunately, you're probably right, but at least some of it can be saved for some of it can be a and plus, they don't even need it.
They've got money. The stadium is sold out. The pro shop has the Nor'easter jerseys flying like crazy.
But forget
and
that.
As we pointed out,
the TV. The TV money.
Yeah.
Like, forget that. Before they do any of that, what was the number that I was, like, flabbergasted by? Each team gets a check for, like, $400 million from the national TV contracts that Roger Goodell has the balls to say they're thinking of asking everyone to renegotiate as early as next season,
even though
they don't.
Aren't they signed for several years?
Oh, they don't have an out. Their first out of the deal is 2029, but they're thinking of doing it in 2026 because it would benefit everybody or something. I forgot exactly how he worded it.
What the hell is that? I almost just swore. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Nothing surprises me when it comes to the big tobacco of sports that is NFL. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Except maybe some of Jake's wild conspiracy theories. But from your idea of a secret miracle ear in the referee's, you know, left lobe saying,
oh, it's there.
Make the call, go against the Patriots.
Yep.
All the way down to Roger Goodell thinking, hey, we need to get out of this deal so we can ask Netflix for that much more money, or Hulu and Apple Plus TV and Tubi and everybody else. Would any of that surprise me? Absolutely not. Because, Andy, somehow I didn't think more people. I mean, I know the world for some reason has decided to keep adding more people to it, which is not the greatest idea. However,
it's actually not. The world is shrinking.
Are we finally in population decline?
Did you know that Elon Musk believes the downfall of the world will be underpopulation?
Seriously?
No one's having more and more people are either not having kids or only having one and two, and like the numbers are falling. There's certain countries that are
still. Have you looked at your grocery bill recently?
Yeah, thanks, Elon. Maybe give me a free car and I'll be able to have more kids. car payments.
Okay,
a bitch.
That being said, somehow the NFL numbers continue to go up every season,
yes,
which is mind boggling.
It is locked in TV. I actually laughed about it. They were airing what's her name, Misery Lady, the lady from
Kathy
Misery.
Bates.
Yeah, Kathy Bates was doing. I think CBS must have their season premieres.
She's won a bunch won a bunch of Emmys because she's the new Matlock.
Yeah, well, she was like teasing her season debut and Elsberry, some other show, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, sorry, lady, everybody's gonna be watching Sunday Night Football. They'll catch you on Hulu tomorrow night if they like the show. Or like, exactly. That's not how it works anymore, lady. No one's watching your show live, and that's what the NFL banks on, and they do. They have the hammer and they have the money. But I choose to. I want to take a victory lap on the fact that if you disagree, we have a cornerback who's an all-pro, we have a quarterback who's an MVP candidate, and we have a left tackle who looks like he'll be okay over there. I don't know how great he'll be, but he looks like he'll be okay over there. Those are the last three first-round picks. I'm not going to start bitching and worrying and concerned about money. I don't want to talk money. I talk money too much in all aspects of my life. I just want to enjoy that they have talented players. They're 4-2. They've won 3 in a row. And I, Mr. Pessimist, Mr. No Path, my ass, thinks they have a path to the postseason that's very realistic this year. I choose to acknowledge that and enjoy that.
It is so much more fun operating with hope and optimism and just a sprinkle of gridiron joy in my people land. And even though you have castigated us for years, if not decades, Andy, we will welcome you with open arms. Arms full of concessions, beverages, souvenirs, and so much more. And hey, listen, if the New England Patriots don't want to sell another 1 or 2% of the team and they need some extra money to sign Drake May, Christian Gonzalez, a wide receiver one next year, another tight end, whatever, just call up James Franklin because I heard he's getting paid $50 million to do absolutely nothing.
And did you see who the rumors are who fired him?
Who?
Which I love a good conspiracy.
And by the way, folks, in case you didn't hear this earlier today, the news was broken by Pete Thamel on the NFL. Is he with ESPN now, Andy? I'm sorry.
Yes. Pete Thamel's with ESPN Game Day.
Yeah, he's with Game Day as well, college football analyst, great writer for ESPN. Penn State, on a 3-game losing streak with national title aspirations this year, has relieved head coach James Franklin of his job. He is to be paid out roughly throughout the duration of the contract, $49 million.
And
who fired him?
The conspiracy online is that Penn State is going from a Nike school to an Adidas school for their uniforms, all that apparel. And the report is Adidas agreed to pay the bulk of the buyout to get rid of that jackal because they did not want him coaching Penn State as they took over as the apparel provider, cleat provider, and all that, that Adidas fired Franklin. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's a salacious story. It's fun.
Man, what a fun half an hour of conspiracy theories we had here. See, this is the thing, folks. You know, we do so much afternoon radio Monday through Friday, we forgot about the fact that sometimes in the postgame show, we kind of never know exactly where it's going to go. And what a fun half hour of conspiracies, wild theories and ideas we had there. And you can share yours with us at 617-779-7937. When we come back, more of the Drake May love, some of our concerns for Drake May being not just some of, the entirety of the New England Patriots offense. And what the hell do we have to do to get this running game going? 5:45, Mego joins the show with some of her thoughts from her latest column and her postgame notes. WEEI, 6 o'clock hour. Don't forget, you're not going to want to go anywhere. Otherwise, you may miss Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down, where Andy Hart tells you who was the best and who belongs with all of the rest, and the debut of one of our new postgame show games right here on Six Rings, Better Than Expected, As Expected, or Less Than Expected. But right now, Zach Coe, producer extraordinaire, is going to get you caught up with everything that's trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots improved to 4-2 with a 25-19 win down in New Orleans over the Saints. Another big game for Drake May. He goes 18 for 26 for 261 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also led the Pats with 28 yards on 9 carries. Kayshon Booty led the way on the receiving end. He reeled in all 5 of his targets for 93 yards and 2 touchdowns. They'll head to Mike Vrabel's old stomping grounds for a matchup with the Tennessee Titans next week. Elsewhere in the NFL, Jets fell to the Broncos 13-11 across the pond. Seahawks beat the Jags 20-12 and the Chargers over the Dolphins 29-27 in Miami. 49ers are taking on the Buccaneers right now, and the Chiefs hosting the Lions on Sunday Night Football. Don't forget, you can hear Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football right here on WEEI, right after Six Rings coverage begins at 7:30. Bruins improved to 3-0 on the young season with a 3-1 win over the Buffalo Sabres last night at the Garden. Pavel Zacha, Mark Kastelic, and Sean Corrali, the goal scorers for the Bees. They'll be back in action tomorrow hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning in a Monday matinee. Puck drop from the Garden set for 1 o'clock. ALCS between the Mariners and Blue Jays gets underway tonight in Toronto. Bryce Miller taking the mound for Seattle opposite Kevin Gausman for the Jays. First pitch from Rogers Center set for 8:08. Finally, you just heard Fitzy talking about it. Penn State has fired head coach James Franklin after a three-game losing streak. Franklin is reportedly owed $49 million as a part of the buyout agreement. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Six Rings postgame show coming up right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Six Rings postgame show on WEEI.
Fake handoff to Stevenson. May feeling the pressure. Taking a shot. He's got his man. It's Pop Douglas. And he is in. Touchdown. And we got haymakers all over the place at the start. 53-yard strike from May.
You didn't even have to get 4 minutes into today's game. Patriots on the road in New Orleans to understand it was going to be a special kind of May Day as Drake May throws for over 250 yards, 140 quarterback rating, 3 touchdowns. The first, of course, an improvisational dime. And it's very impressive, Andy, the way to Pop Douglas. It's so very impressive the way that he doesn't have to get a running start to haul off a 50 or a 60-yard pass, the way that he's able to just... It's kind of a long arm. It's not sidearm. It's not a long loping overhand. He's got a nice, like, whip motion to the throws. And it seems effortless to throw with such speed, velocity, accuracy to a point on the field like he did on that opening touchdown to Pop Douglas. Now, he didn't take any significant sacks today. Obviously, didn't get hit a lot. Was very evasive in the pocket today as well. So, you know, and was the leading rusher. Not that he's going to be writing home about that or telling his wife at dinner tomorrow night about his 28 rushing yards leading the team, because on a day where Ramondre has 13 carries for 18 yards, ain't nobody bragging about the ground game. But it does beg to be asked, is it a concern that the Patriots, you said, doesn't need to really, you asked earlier, a little pushback. It's okay, a little push. This is what we do here with sports. A little argumentative pushback. Should Pats fans and should the team be concerned that he is responsible now for almost 85% of the game? Like he is the Patriots offense. You may as well call them the Matriots at this point, because he's that responsible for the entirety of the offense.
It's not ideal. I agree with that sentiment, but I didn't see anything that was... It's not like Cam Newton the year he won the MVP, where he was a fullback. Like, the running game was Cam up the middle. The passing game was Cam running around and showing his gun. Mm-hmm. It was unsustainable. It was something that was not good for his body. Whereas today, I thought Drake May did what he needed to do to win. And, you know, most of that was with his arm. Most of that was avoiding bad plays as much as it was making good plays. And there was some running mixed in there. Would I prefer that they could run the ball? Absolutely. Would the passing game benefit significantly if they had like a legit play action passing game, not just a obligatory play action passing game? 100%. But I don't know that you're going to get it. I think you can get by with what he's doing, and hopefully you don't have to. I don't know who do you think has a better chance of hitting their stride, so to speak, in the ground game, Ramondre or Henderson?
The whoever they trade for.
Derrick Henry?
Dude, did you see? He looks like there was a video going around today on Twitter. Is Derrick Henry washed? He had a goal line carry.
Yeah,
it looked
great.
Like he just saw, like, oh, man, there's a bunch of people in the rain. I'm good.
Boy, am I glad I added that $25 million to my contract in the offseason.
Jeez Louise.
I will also say,
the NFL later.
Your buddy ML Football also posted my Derrick Henry idea that the Patriots should trade for Derrick Henry with one of those fancy photos on there. And I was like, hey, I said this 2 weeks ago and people said I was stupid. Now you're the stupid one.
At least if you're gonna say that I'm a dummy, at least give me credit for it so we can ride the aggregation of idiocy together, correct?
Correct. But no, in an ideal world, do they need to diversify the offense? 100%. But this is not an ideal world. This is a Patriots team that's in the first year of rebuild, of success, of moving in the right direction after two, as you said, four-win seasons. And is this good enough? That's the other thing. Good enough for what? Because, you know, the Panthers, see what they did today? The Panthers went out and beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, in a game where everybody thought the Cowboys would be able to run roughshod over them because, well, you know, they have an offense. That's two wins in a row for the Panthers, Andy.
Yeah, but I thought the Panthers sucked because the Patriots made them look like they sucked a week after they made the Falcons look like they sucked. Like, I think there's a lot of parity in the NFL right now. I'm not sure how many really good teams there are. I'm not, you know, we'll find out.
You can change thinking to know.
Yeah, and so do I think... having Drake May account for 87% of the offense or whatever the hell the numbers are in 2004 against the 04 Patriots would work? No. I think you'd get smoked. I'm not sure there's a lot of really good teams right now in the National Football League. So all you have to do is kind of be the king of the dip poos. And if you can be the king of the dip poos the way you played today, beat the team.
Before I jump to grab a quick call here, Andy, I wanted to ask if you had to say... We'll find out tonight if the Detroit Lions perhaps are the best team, because they're going into Arrowhead, 2.5-point dogs against a desperate Chiefs team in need of a win. Otherwise, they'll drop to the basement, the cellar of the AFC West just 6 games into the season, which would be a shocker. Although one of my best friends who's a Chiefs fan texted me earlier this morning and said, yeah, it'll be a fun game to watch, but this team ain't it. The Chiefs fans are already kind of out. They realize this may just sort of have to be one of those reset seasons. Who else would you say is honestly the best team in the NFL right now? Because I can't tell you. I would say, believe it or not, maybe the Buccaneers.
I think they're in the converse. I think the Eagles should be, but they're not playing that well. But guess what? You don't have to play that well in October. You have to play that they're going to be in the playoffs. You have to play that well in January and February. Are they a team that I think could flip some sort of a veteran switch, post-Super Bowl hangover switch, and suddenly look like, oh, yeah, they still do have a good offensive line, a good running back, two good receivers, a good quarterback, a good defensive front, a good deep. Like, they're not as good, maybe. They lost some talent, but they're one of the most, they're still the most talented team in football, in my mind. So I would put the Eagles in there. The Bills certainly can be in that conversation, I think. The Lions are in that conversation 100%. But there's not a ton of those teams. And there's 14 playoff teams, seven in each conference. So I don't even care about the Patriots catching up to sort of the lead of the pack, the front of the pack. Mm-hmm. Just catch up to the pack. Get yourself in the pack. And
or maybe I the think, pack. I mean, right now they're currently
absolutely.
Playing the...
Throw them in there.
They are currently playing the Bengals, and I don't believe there's a lot of points being scored in that game. It is a very... God, time really is a flat circle. I feel like we say so many of these same things every year. Like, wow, what a wonky season. It's 10-0 Packers at halftime against the Bengals. Looks like Joe Flacco was not
fine.
The cure to all
Take
the
Take care
ALs
of your business.
Bengals.
But, like, I watched the – anybody who watched the game this morning, it was a terrible football game between the Broncos and the Jets.
Oh, you don't
Jets
say
sucked.
Jets versus Broncos in London, like, was terrible? Really?
But the Broncos have a pretty good defense. They're 4-2. Like, you know, that's a middle-of-the road football team. Are you as good as the Broncos? I think you're in that same conversation with the Broncos. Either one of those two teams. Wouldn't stun me if the Broncos got in the playoffs, won a playoff game. Wouldn't stun me if the Patriots got in the playoffs, won a playoff game. So yeah. – That's where you kind of are.
Look what you've gone ahead and done. Mike Vrabel, Drake May, Stretch, Elliot Wolf, Ryan Cowden and company. You have made a believer of Mr. Non-Believer himself. Andy Hart would not be surprised if the New England Patriots were a playoff team. My God. Happy days may very well be here again, or at least fun, relevant, entertaining days. And we can't ask for much more, especially when we're sitting in the middle of an October nor'easter. As you can see right now, if you're watching on YouTube Live or twitch.tv/BostonWEI, a beautiful shot of a rain-soaked, gray and miserable outside, but we're happy on the inside right now, folks, because the Patriots won. They went to New Orleans. They covered the spread. They did what they promised, which was went on the road and didn't experience a letdown game following the big win against the Bills last Sunday. 617-779-7937 if you'd like to jump on. Talk to your pals Fitzy and Hart about any and all matters related to Drake May, the Patriots, and beyond. After a quick commercial break, we'll come back and let's get some of the news, notes, and nuggets from today's game with our pal Mego. Here on the Six Rings Post Game Show on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is the Six Rings Postgame Show on WEEI.
A little after 5:45, you're almost at supper time on a football Sunday, week 6 of the NFL. We are currently celebrating the New England Patriots 25-19 victory over the Saints. Looking for, Andy, shall we say, the perfect descriptive to encapsulate today's effort. Was it successful? Was it workmanlike? Was it surprising? Any one of those, I guess, would apply. And joining us now on the hotline to discuss today's game and bring some of her news, notes, and nuggets and observations from WEEI.com, a member of the pregame show and, of course, the Six Rings cast here at WEEI, Miss Megan Ottolini. Mego, you get one word to describe today's game. Which word would you choose?
Dare I say concerning?
Oh. what a nice pivot.
Oh, what?
Very good.
Sorry, guys. I hate to be the one that is looking at another victory and the third straight and the first winning streak that we've had since 2022. But this is all about Drake May at this point. And that's a little concerning to me because he is early in his second year and a very young guy. And we've quietly and then been getting louder and louder asking about this running game and what's going on with the running game and when is the running game going to come alive. And it didn't. And guys, I think the second half was a little bit of a wake-up call about how dangerous things can get against a team that's not good in the Saints, but a little bit frisky. And it got a little hairy there at the end. I thought, like, Fitzy, maybe it's just because of how we talked about it on Six Rings the other day, where I told you that I thought that this was going to be a big performance for the defense. This was a team that was matched up really well for the Patriots to come off that big game last Sunday and make a statement about, like they did against Carolina, like we are so for real. And I am so worried about the lack of balance on offense.
So, Mego, what do you put most of the blame on that? Is that the running backs you don't think are running well, the offensive line not opening up holes, Josh McDaniels not doing a great job taking advantage of whatever talent he has at the position? What do you think the issue is?
I think it's a little bit of all of it, you know? I mean, I think we'll have to go back and watch a little more of what we saw today. It's just kind of what's frustrating to me is I think the reactions of people picking out like, oh, well, it's just Ramondre Stevenson who can't even average today, you know, like 2 yards per rush attempt, and that's terrible. Or it's because Trevion Henderson isn't getting enough touches, or they're not letting him run to outside, and that's Josh's fault. I don't know. I wouldn't look completely to the offensive line, because what you have there is a group of guys that going in today, other than Garrett Wilson missing one game, I mean, those guys have had so much consistency together, and I really don't think that they, for how much we bitched about them over the summer, I don't think that they deserve a huge heft of the blame, but they got to figure something out here, because right now it's not working, and I think it's really asking too much from the passing game.
Megan Ottolini from WEEI.com and a member of the Six Rings family joins us here live on the postgame show. See, I'm glad you feel that way, Mego, because while I am glad also that the Patriots got the win and that they didn't fall into the, we all decided en masse that it was not a trap game, but they didn't experience the letdown of like, oh, between finding a way to fritter the game away or letting the referees get the best of them and you know, looking for excuses like, oh, these things happen on the road. They got the win. They grinded it out, and Drake May was electric in the second half. But you're right. I think a nice little dose of reality check at this point post-game is kind of what we and the audience at large and the team needs, because they got a little sloppy. And I just cannot understand. I can't figure out for the life of me how you can't get more than 2 yards a carry with Ramondre. Like, Drake was your leading rusher again. And Andy's right. Like, well, he didn't take a lot of big hits today, and he remained upright, and so he's healthy and happy in the postgame. But there's going to be a week, like, let's say 2 weeks from now, guys, against Cleveland. You have similar offensive production. Myles Garrett's going to get home one day if you're asking Drake to do a little extra more. And then, Mego, next thing you know, Josh Dobbs has entered the game. That could be a real problem.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when I was looking at this particular matchup with the Saints and knowing that they were coming off a game against New York where they had 5 straight takeaways, I wondered how they would approach the ball security for this game. And even with the move of having Efton Chisholm be such a regular returner, I know everybody's excited to see Efton Chisholm, but it looked like they put such an emphasis on not having the turnovers. And I wonder sometimes with the running game, and particularly with Ramondre, if some of it is that. We know Ramondre can play through contact and can break tackles, but at what expense? And I do think that that is a balance that they're still struggling to find in the running game, where, hey, he might get a small gap or find some space with the offensive line playing as they are. But then after that, you know, what happens? It feels like both of these guys get swallowed up pretty quickly. And I think overall it's okay. You know, you can't shoot yourselves in the foot, but it's also hard when you have really no opportunity for chunk play on the ground whatsoever.
Mego, your wet blanket negativity aside about the running game.
Well, I know. When did you and Andy have a body swap comedy going on?
No, but I will say, like, okay, the column that I just wrote for WEI.com is that this whole winning streak right now is about Drake May. So that is positive. Like, that's the most important thing, right? The quarterback is the most important thing. And so that's a great takeaway. It's just, this is going to probably lift you past these other teams that, quite frankly, don't have quarterbacks. You're seeing teams that don't have quarterbacks. They're in the quarterback desert, and so you're good there. But if you want to be a really great team and be a team that's talking about being in the playoffs and making some noise in the playoffs, if you really think you're going to be something like the Commanders last year, you have to figure out some balance here.
Okay, so yeah, you and I just kind of met in the middle there, because I don't think they're going to be a great team this year. I do think we should have legitimate conversations about them being a playoff team, because I don't think there's a lot of really good teams in the league. And I said last week, and I only feel better about this now, when you have a quarterback and you have a coach, that puts you like in the top 20% of the league. I don't think there's a lot of teams out there that feel really good about their quarterback and their coach combo. And I think it's clear that 6 games into this season, you've entered that category. But the defense, the thing, or not even just the defense, I guess the thing that, if I were to take your side of the street and say what concerned me today, I thought we got a scare in terms of the depth of this team. You saw Marcus Jones get looked at. I thought you saw Jarvis Harold Landry. I thought you saw his season end. And I just think this team is a tightrope of talent right now. They almost don't have backups that I want to see play at almost any position. And if they lose, we're already talking about how they're not that good. And if they lose anybody, and I think that's the biggest scare for this team, is its depth.
Don't let that one go away, by the way, Andy. Tightrope of talent, that's a solid one. I'm sorry,
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Absolutely, Andy. I agree so much. And it's funny because we were talking about this on the pregame show, where every day everybody wants to play the game of, is A.J. Brown going to get traded? Isn't this the perfect destination for A.J. Brown? And then Ian Rappaport had a report before the game saying something along the lines of, it would take an edge rusher or a corner in addition to, of course, some other stuff in the price to get A.J. Brown midseason, if that was ever going to happen. And I'm sitting here going like, well, you don't have that to give up. And I think that's a great point that you made in the game, that they don't have that. Like, if you actually think that they're going to go swing a trade like that and that's the price, where's that coming from? Because I agree. Like, if they go down one of those guys, you know, they only barely got by with Christian Gonzalez out as long as he was. And that was a test before the game as well, not knowing if he was going to play.
Yeah, Mego, and he did, and yeah, I won't say that it was a remarkable or unremarkable game. It was a game for him. Nothing too flashy.
Nice tackles.
Yeah, man, nice tackle. But I was gonna say, neither remarkable or unremarkable. It was a game. It was a good game for him. That's fine. And like Andy and I discussed earlier, it can't be a Patriots game these days without thinking, we could have just lost Carlton Davis for several games. But the one who did show up and show out today is the guy that we focused on the other day on the podcast. Marcus Jones is blossoming into a legitimately excellent NFL player in his fourth season in front of our eyes. And I saw you hooting and hollering about that on the socials as well earlier today. This kid he's starting to become the, wow, you really would miss Marcus Jones if you didn't have him around type of player.
Yeah, I'm such a fan of that guy. I think that it's funny when we go back to some of the players from the previous eras that they decided, that Vrabel and company decided to move on from in the summer, before the summer even started, especially on defense. And Marcus Jones hung around. And I think a lot of, like, look, he makes a big play every week. That's what it feels like at this point. And they look fluky because he does so many weird things. What he brings and what he serves as a connector between the coaches and the team is really helping this culture along. And I know that sounds kind of like woo-woo and soft and everything, but for who this team is showing themselves to be very early in the season, I think that matters. And I think that's a big reason why he's a captain on this team.
Mego, real quick before we let you go, the wide receiver position, a lot of the focus has been on Stephon Diggs, but I think we saw today another example of the rapport, the relationship that Kayshon Booty's developed going back to last year with Drake May. Is that evolution of not only Booty and his playmaking ability, but his comfort level and trust from Drake May, has that been a little undersold because of all our focus on Stephon Diggs?
I don't think so. I also think Booty deserves a lot of credit for the professionalism that he really started showing at the beginning of last year. If you guys remember, like, I would call into the show last year and we talked about, well, Booty's having some bright spots and Booty's doing this. And it's like, yeah, because he took this very different approach in what was a chaotic year last year. And I think it took a little time, but now you're really seeing the benefits of it. And even just showing up on game days from last week when he had the heads up play to stay in bounds and have the clock tick down, to basically being able to do the same thing on 3rd and 11 again today, even to the point where Stretch has to challenge it, and that seals the game. But I think, like, we talked about chemistry and how's it working between these two guys? Are they on the same page? Well, one guy has to, like, know the page of the book, right? Mm-hmm. And Drake, because he's the quarterback, he has to be in charge of all of that, but he also has to have receivers who are reciprocating the effort. And I think that's what we're talking about with chemistry with Kayshon and with Stephon Diggs. And you got to throw Pup Douglas some credit here because he got his touchdown call back, and that was a bummer.
I know. It would have been awesome to see him get a 2-touchdown game after he hadn't scored since week one. I think he actually had more receiving yards today than he had from games 1 through 5 in total. But you did get the double Booty call as well, which was pretty excellent. And Mego, I'm going to add this as we wrap here and head to commercial break. We keep talking about how we want to see the running game get going. I would like to see there be a week where 2 Patriots receivers have excellent days. The last 2 weeks, Stephon Diggs was the guy, with 10 catches in each of those games and over 100 yards in each. This week, it ended up being a Kayshon Booty day. When the New England Patriots either get the ground game going or have 2 receivers have a day like Booty did today, or, God forbid, both, I think legitimately this team will have evolved and taken that next step offensively. But this was a great perspective check, great check-in. Thank you very much for taking a couple extra minutes for WEEI and the Six Rings postgame show on your Sunday. Give her a follow at Megan_Ottolini. She'll be back this week at WEEI.com on the beat with her contributions to Six Rings and so much more. Now relax and enjoy the rest of this beautiful Sunday evening, Mego.
Right. Thanks, guys.
You're the best. Thanks, Mego. Megan Ottolini joining Andy Hart and Nick Fitzy-Stevens here on the Six Rings postgame show. And we're hoping to have you join us momentarily at 617-779-7937. Chuck, Paul, Ron, don't you guys go anywhere. We got you in just a couple of minutes, as well as our new game of expectations. We'll take a quick look towards next week's game. And next thing you know, it's going to be Sunday Night Football. But don't you miss a moment here of the Six Rings postgame show on EEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
they
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.